morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, bringing you encouragement, hopefully, on this Thursday. Oh, I haven't even had my first cup of coffee today. I've been up, rolling, and biting into all kinds of news this morning. Everything from watching clips, awesome clip of Tucker Carlson going over the DNC stuff. Man, he is on spot on things, and it's fun to watch him. But it was almost like trying to drink water out of a really strong hose this morning, and I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed and maybe a little bit discouraged. And I know, having been out of Oregon in the Black Hills, where there was freedom and liberty and smiling faces and people really feeling hope-filled about our future despite all of this going on, coming back into Oregon and becoming aware of what's going on here, I have to be really honest, I'm a little overwhelmed. And I just had to stop for a moment and kind of get refocused and just said, okay, Lord, you have this. You're not surprised by it. What is my role? What am I supposed to do about it? And in my inbox, in my email, was this clip. And I thought, I'm going to share this with our listeners this morning, because I think it really kind of gives us perspective of where we're at and what our role is. We are living right now this time and space, and we have something we can do about it. So I want to share this with you right now, and I really pray it's an encouragement with you. This is from John Maxwell, Maxwell Minute. Listen to this.
Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. Hi, my name is John. The word today is calling. I read a book in the last couple of years called Leader Shift. And one of the chapters in the book is having the ability to shift from a career to a calling. You see, a career is kind of what I'm doing for myself. I'm building my resume and my career, and I'm trying to climb the ladder. And a calling is pretty much more about others. I think a calling is higher than a career. In fact, I tell people all the time, as they're climbing that career ladder, it's going to be a sad day for them when they get to the top and find out it's leaning against the wrong building. I see it all the time. I would hope that you would move from a career that is yours to a calling that helps and adds value to other people. I've known a lot of unhappy people that had a successful career, but I don't know one unhappy person. I've never met an unfulfilled, unhappy person that had a calling to add value to others. It's the fulfillment of doing something beyond yourself for others, wanting more for others than what you want for yourself. It's that sweet spot that we have that we call calling. I want that for you. I read a book entitled Heaven is Waiting. The whole thesis of the book is there's something bigger for you and for me than what we now have. Now, I don't know what that is for you, but trust me, you were created, destined for greatness. So don't be afraid to explore this area in your life. I'm glad you're with me today on Minute with Maxwell.
Encouraging words. I know it encouraged me this morning. Hopefully that encouraged you. We are called to something greater, and we're living in this time, you and I. We have an opportunity right here in Oregon or wherever you're listening from to make a difference. And I believe we need to be that, add that value, be that friend, stand up, be courageous, because other people are watching. And if we're going to continue to cower and hide and wait for this time to pass, our opportunity to make a difference may pass us by, and we'll get the results that we're not looking forward to. And so I will continue to come in as the Lord provides the opportunity for me to stand in front of this microphone, and we're going to continue to be encouraged. We're going to continue to look for solutions. We're going to continue to work together in this season to make change. And there's a long list of things that we can do. And looking at the news again, I was like drinking out of a hose. It was coming so fast this morning. And I was reminded again of all of the craziness going on in Portland and all of the destruction. And I'm thinking, you know, do people in Oregon feel safer under the leadership of Kate Brown? And how come she is so good about getting in front of the microphone and in front of the TV when it comes to the hazard of fire and the danger to our beautiful Oregon with fires? And yet we have all this destruction going on in Portland, and she's not taking a stance. And so the thought came to me this morning. I want to run this by. In fact, I have someone going to be my co-host here this morning. I'll introduce you to him in just a second, but I'm going to run it by him and see what his thoughts are on this. Maybe it's the messaging. Maybe the message is this. Over 84 days now, I think it's 80-something days, I'll have to look at it specifically, we've had violence in Portland. Maybe we need to start saying in our conversations with our friends, over 84 days, our Governor Brown has not condoned the violence in Portland. Where is she? Crickets, crickets, crickets. She's upset when other people try to come in and handle it, right? We've got it from here, but she has not stood in a way a governor should, not certainly not like she's done the mask mandates and said, this is how we're going to handle it. I think as Oregonians, we need to start using that as our message for over 80 some days. And I'm going to introduce in studio today, and it's timely that he's here today. I think we have some good things to talk about. My friend Josh Michael, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. She's a criminal. That's why.
It's absolutely 100%. Crazy. Absolutely crazy that Governor Brown has not condoned the violence going on. And there's been some stuff going on. Talk to me a little bit about the last couple of weeks. I've been out of town in Sturgis.
Yeah, so we've been raising a ruckus down at the rally, kind of trying to stir up the base and stir up the regular good American people that have been silent for a very long time, and trying to give them a platform and give them an edge to stand on. And, you know, Kate Brown's not going to do anything about it. It's time that we do something about it. And I think really looking inward back in our communities and really focusing on each other and focusing on that is kind of the key to the future. And being able to help each other, just like the video said, it was just really touching to hear that.
Spot on, isn't it? That
we
are created for this time, and we need to stand and do our part.
Yes.
And not tremble in fear.
Correct.
We need to stand strong and say, no, not on our watch. And I often have thought about this in history. Maybe you have too.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about what happened to the Jewish people.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And I'm thinking, where are the Christians?
Yeah.
Where are the people that
why
said,
didn't they stand up when that was going
they?
On? And it's because the same type of system that's happening right now to us, and how they're bullying businesses and bullying different things and all these sophisticated surgical tactics on how to keep us quiet and how to keep us compliant and how to keep us, you know, in servitude against this, and being able to speak out against it with all the internet censorship going on. They're censoring things in droves because they can't break the lines of the fraud that's going on. And we're really under attack with when it comes to that. But literally a very similar approach of what happened in the 30s and 40s leading up to the World War II with the Jews is the same thing that's happening with the masks. The same segregation that's going on, being kicked out of Costco if you're not wearing a mask. I mean, that's a violation of civil liberties in its entirety. But they're doing it in the name of COVID, and they have so much political cover and so much political contributions through all the media and everything else. Nobody's calling a squirrel a squirrel.
Right.
If somebody can't breathe and they need to wear a mask, or they don't need to wear a mask, they shouldn't have to. And they should also be able to shop in the free and open American society that we have, and be able to make those choices within themselves. And they're being denied those. And I think that, you know, not just Costco, but other places need to be able to be called on that.
Oftentimes I've said this quarantine and this lockdown, it feels like we've been sent to our room. You know, when we deal with children and we give them a time out, usually we give them a time that they get out.
Yes.
And the hard part about this, Josh, for me is like we're sent to a room and we're not given a way out.
Exactly.
And my question to the OLCC, the OHA, the OSHA, Governor Brown, is mm-hmm. at what point can you start releasing your talons on people and let them start living? And they can't answer that question.
Correct, because they don't want to give you the real answer, which the real answer is until we say no, until we defy against this and can organize locally outside of the systems that they've put in place to control us, until we can organize and realize that we need to look back within our communities, make choices within our communities, talk to people within our communities, not always talking and consulting with political representatives mm-hmm. or, you know, officials and experts and anything like that. Look around, and there's a lot of smart people out there that, you know, are construction workers or, you know, they work at the bank or, you know, whatever, and have that ability to have your own thoughts in your own minds. And I think this is a really telling time mm-hmm. That's really kind of polarizing people and getting them to really wake up and re kind of discover themselves of things. I was talking to somebody yesterday. They're like, you know, with this whole epidemic going on, or pandemic, or whatever.
Plandemic,
hoaxemic, whatever you want to call it.
Election infection.
Yeah. She's like, it's been interesting. I've been cooking again, mm-hmm. right? And she was telling me, like, she's doing all these cool recipes and kind mm-hmm. of rediscovering her humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a long time, we had such a booming economy. Things were just so crazy and wild and fun. But there's just, you know, positivity everywhere and all this surplus of stuff that
right.
we tend to have lost part of our humanity. So
mm-hmm.
there is an opportunity for that. If we see our calling coming
mm-hmm.
in, like there's so many telling signs all in front of you. It's just you got to listen to that inner voice again.
Yes.
And it's so powerful and it's so loud right now that it's very easy to tell that transition. And speak with your dollar. If nothing else, if you don't know what to do, know where to go or who to talk to or anything, speak with your dollar. These people that are denying service to people for not wearing a mask or they're falling into this hoax thing, stop shopping there.
Right.
You know, figure something else out. Work things locally, you know, it's super important.
Well, we're going to continue the conversation this morning. We've got lots of things to talk about. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Thursday and every day. It's time to find our true calling, my friends. We're going to stand up and add value to our community and to those around. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Yeah. Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. It is a beautiful day, in fact. 61 degrees right now at the KSLM studios. Going to warm up to about 85 degrees today. I love temperatures in the 80s all week long, in the 70s and 80s, and through the weekend, going to be a perfect weekend. In fact, if you have not had a chance to go camping, enjoy some outdoors, I encourage you to do so. This would be a fantastic weekend. And I want to say thanks to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. He is a sponsor of the morning show. Thank you, Bill, so very much. If you need any kind of financial advice, insurance, all of that, I would encourage you to get a hold of Bill. Give him a call today, 503-885-0789. And we're continuing the conversation this morning. There's lots to be done, lots of things that we can do to make a difference right now. And I don't know, the whole COVID thing has just upended the Pacific Northwest and all over the country. And it's been fun to hear what other communities are doing.
World.
It's all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Beth Anundi, she posted something on, and in fact, I'm going to share it on the KSLM page, but there's this gentleman that she's been following. And every Friday he posts, he's been doing kind of on his own,
mm-hmm.
the graphing of the infection rate and the deaths and stuff, and on his own, which is is good to see because it's so different than what we're hearing from OHA and OSHA and all our different, you know, supposedly the authority on watching the trends. And here's the reality. Guess what, folks? We're actually doing good. The curve has flattened.
Well, it's because the fraud's being exposed.
Uh-huh.
And they're not getting away with, you know, counting car accidents as COVID deaths anymore,
mm-hmm.
which was in the beginning, which created the hysteria.
And the sad thing here in this state compared, again, I know I keep comparing it to South Dakota, but in South Dakota, they actually track recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They track those that have recovered and moved on to normal lives, and I commend them for that. We don't do that here.
Of course not.
In fact, they don't go back, you know, when they do presumptive. I think there was like 200 and some yesterday. They have confirmed and presumptive again. Remember,
but they don't separate them.
They don't separate them. And when I asked the question to the health authority publicist person, mm-hmm. their media person, okay, so when they aren't confirmed cases, they're presumptive and they're negative, do you go back and change the total? No, we do not.
Exactly. And then also, how are they inquiring those presumptive cases?
Mm-hmm.
What is their tactics and what is their policy for determining a presumptive case? Because notice everything's about cases now. They're not talking about deaths.
Right.
They're talking about cases. Oh, we have this case. And then they're like, this many cases and also presumptive cases.
Here's the thing that's getting troubling for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if it isn't for you, and if you haven't heard this in the media, now with Kate's new mask increase mandate, all employers, private employers, will have to come up with a plan to keep employees 6 feet apart or wearing the mask.
Nope.
And what's your policy?
Don't have one. Won't make one. It's illegal.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And it's already overreach. I think of our friends at the different bars and grills and things and all that they have to do. And
it's unbelievable. And what's even more ridiculous is that you and I are just sitting here talking about how the curve has been flattened.
Mm-hmm.
Things are getting better. Things are going back to normal. Yet, out the same breath, you know, we're talking about how our governor is increasing the mask mandate and making it even more worse. And, or worse,
yeah,
making
worse.
It worse.
Worser.
Not
I don't know.
More worser. and that's should be really telling folks of how much that they are not listening to you or us or even the numbers. So they're doing everything in the name of COVID, but they're not actually listening to what's going on with COVID, right? So they're like, oh, yeah, things, we got to increase this, so we're going to now make our five-year-old wear a mask, you know, in school, inside. Yep, he's five, no symptoms, no problems, no outbreak, nothing. But we just want to be safe. We just want to make sure things are safe. And that is unbelievable.
That's outrageous because a five-year-old, and when I saw, I have to tell you, when we went to South Dakota and some of the stores there, because they're franchises that require, so we went shopping with my daughter and my granddaughters.
Yeah, I saw a three-year-old walking down the street with her mom yesterday.
She thinks it's cool. She wants one around her neck just because she thinks it's cool, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not certainly going to make her wear that, are
you,
to my daughter? Oh, and it just, it's a conditioning.
Yep. And
it's
going to, and if we don't stop it, it's going to ruin them the rest of their life. They're going to be scared of air. They're going to be scared to go outside. No different than the attachment with their blankie or their blanket, a child. They're going to have that same type of phobia and issue, let alone health issues, by breathing their own CO2 for long periods of time, which is proven in all cases. Like I said last time I was here, the dentists were talking about mask mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a huge real epidemic of mask mouth because that bacteria is just cycling. I mean, really, you just got to think about it and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just unbelievable to me.
Well, and I think that not having a way out, again, not knowing at so many per whatever, you know, at this point we'll start backing off or going into a different phase or whatever, and we're not hearing that.
And I heard the best analogy is that it's like a boa constrictor. When it wraps around its prey, it clenches when you fight, and then it releases and tries to get you to relax. And then it slowly tightens just a little bit more and a little bit more. And I know that sounds really scary, but the sooner we become aware of that, we have an opportunity to get out of it.
Yes. And or another analogy is the frog in boiling water.
Yep.
Frogs don't know. They just think that, oh, this is nice. And it just gradually increases to that boiling point until
Correct.
It's too late. They can't hop out. They're inactive and on their way to their death. And
yep.
we are sounding the alarm.
Yep.
We are sounding the alarm to say we've got to do something. And I know our listeners, you know, if you've got children, grandchildren, maybe they live in another state and they're not facing the issues that we are here. Certainly they want to come back and visit and hang out with you. And certainly you've raised your family here. We've raised our families here.
Mm-hmm.
We want to raise our families here. This is a beautiful part of the country.
Yes,
and we
is.
Need to fight for what we know to be true. The majority of Oregon is not Portland. We know this, but
yeah.
we're allowing all these years Portland
to dictate
and make the decisions for our state. And I
mm-hmm.
say, not any longer. Let's stand strong. Let's do something. And one of the ways we can do that, if you've not signed the Recall Kate Brown petition, I encourage you to do that. Stop the abuse. Recall Kate Brown. Go down to that website and print off the single signer. If not, if you want to sign a petition, I've got one here at the studio. I'd be glad to have you sign it as well. I'll be turning it in on Friday. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back after this. Beautiful day. Temperature currently is 61 degrees. It's 7:35 in the morning. Maybe you're on your way to work this morning. Thank you for tuning in. We're Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann, and I'm joined in the studio with my co-host this morning, Josh Michael. We're having a fun time, and I know we're having an energetic discussion this morning about what's going on all over the country. And you had some good news to report. There's a race in Florida,
yes.
and talk a little bit about this gal and kind of what's happened to her and
sure.
what's going on.
So I did mention to her, I think briefly in previous interviews, but her name is Laura Loomer. She is running in Florida for
mm-hmm.
Congress.
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half ago, she was completely deplatformed off of PayPal, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, even Uber. She couldn't take an Uber. She can't take an Uber. They banned her off of that too. I mean, just sit back and think about this, guys. Imagine all of the times and the ways that you communicate and things that you do, especially if you're in the communications era
mm-hmm.
and you're a public figure.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how detrimental that it was for her. Her entire livelihood was stripped down and she literally could not create a Facebook account. Imagine if you were at that status, right?
Mm.
So she does that, has a meltdown kind of for a couple weeks, because if you can imagine, I mean, they all did it right at the same time, just like with a couple other people. But anyways, good news. She ran for Congress. She decided to run for Congress about a year ago. She just won her primary in Florida.
Yay.
And she is a very charged up person. She pledges to burn down the swamp is her statement. And she is there for people and therefore you and me. She is going to represent people. She's going to work with the Republican Party, but not for the Republican
good.
Party. And so that's really, really good news. And we need to, you know, obviously help her in any way that we can, but more importantly, inspire other people to get involved and realize that literally she had zero social media and she just got more votes than all the candidates combined in her district to go for Congress. And so she has a really good chance of winning, but she's fighting one of the biggest swamp creatures in the country there. So,
and the difficulty is right now with not having social media and everything being on lockdown and not,
yeah.
you know, she's really come through a lot. And
it's
I want to remind our listeners here in Oregon, we have Senate and House candidates running against the entrenched swamp.
Yes.
Out of Oregon. In fact, I saw something just in passing. I didn't give it much time, but one of our elected leaders chained himself to a post office, one of those boxes where you drop your mail off, you know? And I'm thinking, really, there's more use of your leadership and skills than that. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's just playing along with this narrative in the swamp. And again, the Democrats have been in control for all these years. We've had a Democrat governor for the 30 years I've been gone.
Well, and that's an interesting point, is everybody says that the mailing ballots work. And they're effective. But think about this, folks. Right around when they started the mail-in ballots, we kind of never had any real Republican representation since.
Mm-hmm.
And we always just barely lose, and we barely never get there, and we barely never get the person that we
mm-hmm.
want. How convenient is that? At the same time they started the mail-in ballots, it's kind of around the same time we lost our state to the political
Well, and the frustrating part is I saw something from my colleague and my classmate from high school, mm-hmm. Senator Bowles. She talked about what's going on with the schools right now and the closing of the schools and everybody having to go home to do their schoolwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet now there's talk they're going to open up the schools for daycare.
Yep.
And she's asking all kinds of questions, as a senator should, you know, to try to get answers. And the trouble is, when you have a supermajority in a state, they don't have to answer anything. And so a whole side of our state and our counties and our communities, we're not getting heard. We're not able to get our views through our people because they're controlling the conversation. And so it's time that we get set free, right? It's kind of like Moses's day. Set your people free. Come on, Kate Brown. It's time to turn the page, and we need to start, and we can do our part. So I think the recall effort is one good thing.
Absolutely.
And,
but it shouldn't be the end-all, be-all.
Yep, let's not put all our eggs in that basket. We've got candidates who can't even get the national attention of the RNC, Republican National Committee, and all the people that come in and bring their resources because they can't even raise enough, which I don't know what that limit is. I think it might be like $1 million or something like that locally. You have to have local buy-in. Well, think about this. Follow this path with me.
Okay.
For, you know, all of your small town homegrown businesses are shut down and mm-hmm. impacted economically, correct?
Yes.
And so for the last 6 months, all of them have not had the ability to make the kind of money that they would have in order to contribute to these candidates.
Correct.
Who line up with their
yep.
vision and their mission. And
exactly.
So they don't have the funds, or what I like to say, the fundage to do so. And so these candidates are out there running, and they can't go door to door. They can't mm-hmm. do the things. Now they're not going to be able to buy the ads. And so what I'm saying is we need to call in reinforcement. If you are not from Oregon, if you're in South Dakota, you're in Arkansas, you have connections outside of Oregon, it's time to ask them to donate
yep.
and support these candidates so we
yep.
can get these messages out. And we need to do what we can do for this election, and we need to turn it back over to the conservative message, to those that are going to really fight for the people.
Yep. And in essence, we are some of the most important people because we are in the heart of the communist Democratic stronghold
mm-hmm.
in Oregon, along with California and Washington. I mean, there's this unity going on here of just this absurded leftism that's just running rampant in all of our states. And really, it's up to us to start saying no and turn inward and do support these people that are fighting against it, and also support other businesses that are speaking against it, or support local businesses. Do more research on the places and things that you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just buy everything on Amazon. You're doing them a favor. And what's so interesting about Stacey Ann is I don't know if you remember talking about or hearing about the CEOs that all resigned
mm-hmm.
right before COVID hit,
right?
Like a week or two before
right.
COVID hit. What a fascinating thing that they were going to shut down the country and these guys all resigned and the stock market tanked.
Mm-hmm.
But look at Amazon, too, locally here. They rolled out their whole own distribution center, and it was done. Those vans were operational right before COVID hit, too.
Hmm.
How fascinating is that? Do you think Event 201 with Bill Gates is a reality
mm.
of them talking about an epidemic and a pandemic back in November,
mm-hmm.
Reaching that. So I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and these guys are very organized, and they're literally trying to get you to stay in your home right now, never come out, wear a mask wherever you go, don't talk to anybody, don't do anything, and it's time to say no. It's time to react against that and realize you as an American, as an Oregonian, you have your rights to say no. If you don't want to wear that, that's great. If you don't want to buy those things, you don't have to. And I think we all need to stand together and start getting together on figuring out how we're going to face these tyrants that are basically trying to run our lives.
One of the ideas that I had, and I know I've talked with you about this, Josh, and we're kind of working on something, but I think if you're a business owner and you're listening today, or you know a business owner, we want to create a business alliance of the other businesses coming together on these issues and standing strong and it reinforcing one another, encouraging one another, finding out how to fight the battle so we're fighting it together at the same rate, not individually. And if that's something of interest in you, you want to get plugged into something like that, I want you to email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. We'll get you connected as we continue to move forward with this idea. I think it's extremely important, and I'm hoping within the next week or so, we'll have some planned meetings and be able to tell you a little more about that, as well as those of you worried about education. There are many grandparents, parents worried about what are we going to do with our kids, and retired school teachers and things. I think if you're a retired school teacher and you have it on your heart to help some of these families, I think coming up with some kind of an alliance or a coalition of retired school teachers who want to be helpful to families, I think we can put something together like that. These are solutions. These are things that we can do, being creative, innovative. And what I love about you, Josh, you're a businessman, you're a father, you're a community leader, and you're willing to put your time, treasure, and talent towards these liberty issues that we're having right now. And you've not gone without opposition. Talk to me. We've got a little bit of time here. Tell the listeners what happened to you this last Saturday.
Okay, so we've been organizing these rallies, kind of defying against the mask, calling Kate Brown out, really, I think, amplifying a good message of liberty, freedom, within Oregon. So, in that, I haven't been super, you know, CIA guy, watch my back, watch my tail, anything like that. I've just kind of, you know, these rallies aren't huge, but, you know, I think we're getting a strong message out there. But literally last Saturday, the morning before the event, which I was planning on being at the Capitol at 8, I had some criminals come into my business complex, and they stole the trailer with all of my equipment in it. It had everything, the staging, the sound, the generator, everything. They literally stole it. And we have some audio of that, and they were talking about the upcoming election. And I don't know about you guys, but tweakers don't really talk politics. You know, I find that very coincidental. That they literally hours before we were getting ready to set up for the event, that this was stolen from us, from being able to have that. And fortunately, we were able to combat against it, and we're still looking for it. We haven't found it. But how telling is it that, you know, we have these dark cloak and dagger areas, and they're trying to sabotage our movement, which means we're becoming effective, which means our voices are being heard. And I think that's very important.
The dollar amount of the equipment stolen was about how much?
About $40,000.
Yeah, talking about a hit. But we're not giving up. I'm telling you, this is we're on the radar. We're on their radar. We're making a difference. Let's continue the conversation after this. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning.
Stepping on my way.
Good morning.
My strength to keep
me. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Having a lively conversation this morning about all of this going on in our communities and saying, nope, we're going to stop the abuse. We need to not only recall Kate Brown, but we need to send a message that we are not going to be manipulated any longer with the false narrative. And the thing that's interesting, I know last weekend you had the rally, Josh, at the Capitol, and I know that out of the Statesman Journal, specifically, what was reported and what actually happened were two different things.
Unbelievable. I haven't been in the public forum long enough to see it or experience it, but it's fascinating how long their tentacles are and how organized their fraud actually is. And it's right here in our back door, right on commercial at Statesman Journal. They literally made up a story of what happened, took some pictures, misrepresented it, and then reported it in their newspaper. It's fascinating to me.
And then that, they take that and then all of the
And then
the
they organize
minions.
A hate group.
Yep.
And then so,
yep.
And they took that story. So it's crazy. They took this fake story and then they put it on to these social media platforms and had all their little minions around there report like, hey, now we got these radicals in our state. We all need to compile against them. And they basically created a boogeyman, like a fake boogeyman, because their narrative is so thin and unsubstantiated in all of their stuff. Like, you know, this whole Antifa BLM movement. But they need to keep their people motivated and thinking that there are real organizations out there that are Nazis or racists or whatever. So they need to have a local, quote, boogeyman to keep those people going, because I think that they're losing momentum, because our speech at our rallies was about the masks, opening up businesses. It had nothing to do with race. It had nothing to do with prejudice. There were some BLM guys there, and we were talking directly to them. I pointed a speaker at them so they can hear some of the fascinating speakers that we had that were talking about these things, like Dr. H. Super powerful, very, very good guy. And he had a lot of interesting things to say about the statistics on the CDC, the mask mandate, and what the CDC is actually doing. He's writing papers about them. This is an actual doctor that's doing that. Mm-hmm. And we had him speak at our event. And that's what it was about, to really try to help businesses and open up Oregon. That was the basis of our entire premise. And Statesmen spinned it as if we're, you know, a bunch of radicals coming in and harassing BLM guys, which we know how, quote, unviolent the BLM people are, right?
Like, right, right.
They're peaceful protesters, which we all know the truth, folks. They're a terrorist organization just along with Antifa, and Kate Brown is covering for them, which is why she's not acknowledging them and which is why she's not shutting that down.
Right.
You know?
And how many days is it now? 84
84 days.
And she's not condemned the violence in
Correct.
Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
And yet she's taken leadership positions on the COVID-19 and on fires throughout the state, but she's totally ignoring our safety when it comes to, and certainly the businesses in the downtown Portland area. And I think we have a opportunity to really show up and stand up. The difficulty is this, and I've watched this in regards to putting a Trump sticker, putting a veteran sticker, any kind of anything on your car, anything identifiable, because people don't want to be a target. Even wearing, we on the airplane, we were forced to get masks because we couldn't fly and we needed to get back home. And so we went and got Trump masks and people called us brave.
Yeah.
For that, what are they going to do? Start beating us up? Well, that is a possibility.
Yeah.
I guess I have a friend in another state who works in, you know, the CIA and all of that kind of stuff, and says, you know, Antifa is a real threat. Stacey, be aware. And I'm like, well, I have big angels, right?
Yeah.
And I trust that we're going to continue to get the message out. We're going to continue to encourage one another. And if they mess with us, they're messing with God, right?
That's right.
Because he's got our backs. And so we need to continue to walk forth being brave and courageous. What do we have? What can we do in your mind, Josh? What do we need to be doing today to be effective and move our state forward in the right direction?
First of all, first and foremost, I'd say get right with God. So if you haven't spoke with God in a long time and you've been absent, that is, I think, the fundamental core of everything.
Yes.
And really beyond that, you will get your own answer mm-hmm. with what you need to do within yourself and in your community and in your life. Maybe there's things that you need to change. Maybe there's things that you're ignoring. And God will hopefully inspire you to get back to focusing on your family, focusing on your community and everything else. Beyond that, get active. Talk to the local schools. Talk to the superintendents. And voice your opinions. Let them know that you have their back if they're going to stand against these mandates. Because we're right down the street mm-hmm. from the folk or from the schools. Mm-hmm. Schools are opening soon.
Yes.
Some of them are already opening. But it's important to realize that that is going to create another wave of hysteria, another wave of fear, which is what they're banking on. And I'll tell you right now, they're going to tell you that, hey, we're just do this till November 8th, right? That's mm-hmm. when this mandate's going to change. That means that's when the mandate is going to increase.
Mm.
So don't tell me that it's going to get better and it's all going to go away after the election. This is it. Like, this is the reality. They're already incorporating it in all their advertising systems mm-hmm. with all the major companies and yep. corporations. All these government agencies are getting funding for enforcement
yes.
And things associated around the mask. So why would they be doing all of that if this was temporary?
Exactly.
It's not temporary. So we have to say no. We have to fight against it. We have to corral against people that are standing up against it, because it's not protecting anybody. It's enslaving us. It's a muzzle.
Yes.
It's keeping us from talking. There are so many things surrounding this that they are doing fraudulently in our name, in the name of COVID,
mm-hmm.
to keep us from ever leaving our houses and to keep us from ever succeeding and ever having a booming economy again and the lowest unemployment ever and anything else. This is a retaliation eco bomb that has been dropped on us. And unfortunately, we are living in a blue state to where we are the most affected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure it was different where you were
from. South Dakota was
yep.
completely different. And we need to stop the manipulation. We're being manipulated. And again, like you said, if we think it's going to get better, we're fools.
We're fooling ourselves.
We're fools.
That is a psych warfare tactic that
mm-hmm.
they are putting on us. And they're getting ready to roll out a full contact tracing monitoring system for everybody.
And how do we know that? They're hiring on Indeed and all these platforms. I've watched it. They're all of these.
They were trying to hire contact tracers back in October.
Yes, they were.
They had, you can look at it. You
yep.
can look at the job.
They called them organizers.
Yep. And then also our phones, folks, look at your phones. They already have the contact tracing systems on there. If you've done a recent Apple update or any
mm-hmm.
Android update, it says right there, COVID-19 on there. You cannot remove it.
Oh.
It's not going away. That's the future.
We're continuing the conversation down the road. We're going to continue. Keep listening. Tell your friends and family to tune in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you, Josh, for joining me today.
Thank you very, very much.
Let's do another update maybe next week. How's
Sounds
that sound?
Great.
All
Sounds.
Right.
May God be with all of you this weekend, okay?
That's right. Thank you so much. Yes, my friend, don't forget to email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. You have a fantastic day. Get that recall petition signed. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, we're overcomers. Have a great day.